Welcome back to another episode of the Authentic Recruiter Podcast. If you are part of the recruitment industry and you believe that authentic recruiters change lives, then this is the podcast for you. I'm your host, Claire Akers. I want to say thanks for tuning in. I am so glad you're here. Let's dive in to the episode. Today, I am with Catherine Day, who is founder and director at Days Recruitment. Catherine, thanks for joining me from sunny Wales.
Thank you, Claire.
How are you doing?
Sunny South Wales.
Whereabouts are you specifically?
So I'm about 15 minutes outside of Cardiff.
Cool.
Yeah, so.
Fabulous. Okay, then. So let's get into it. Tell us a bit about you and your story and how you got to be where you are today.
Okay, so I've pretty much always been in hospitality. Essentially, I just joined as temporary Christmas staff at the tender age of 16 and just never looked back. I just completely fell in love and I just knew it was where I wanted to be. That's where my heart was. So fast forward about 17 years and here I am.
So you founded your own company. How long have you been running Days Recruitment?
So I initially went to start up last year. I did a little bit of freelance work for a friend of mine and I found out I was having another baby. So I took a little bit of a step back. So I thought, right, okay, 2020 is my year. And I just decided to, well, at the tail end of a pandemic, which is probably not the best idea in the world, or the best, see how it goes. Hopefully it'll be amazing. But yeah, I started up at the tail end of a pandemic and decided just to go with it, follow my heart.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a lot of people who will be listening to this who will empathise with what you're saying. You know, if we could choose ideal conditions for launching our businesses in the middle of a pandemic might not be at the top of everybody's list. But I think this period is going to lead to the rise of the entrepreneur, and not just any entrepreneur, the passion-led entrepreneur. Not, you know, people who don't just want to grow a business for the sake of it, but who actually think, you know what, life's too short. Now is the time to follow my heart, my dreams, and actually make it happen for me. So absolutely, I'm really, really excited to speak to you today because you are living proof of that. Sod it, I'm going to do it anyway.
Absolutely. Yeah. No time like the present, as they say.
Yeah, absolutely. And in our previous conversation as well, one thing that really came across was your genuine love for the hospitality industry. And you really see yourself as a partner in that industry, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Why? What do you love about the hospitality industry, and in what ways do you feel you add value to it?
Very good question. Okay, I'll tell you a little story about why I love what I do. I'll only touch upon it just really briefly, just in case she's out there and she picks up on it, but. Probably about circa 2010, I was a senior receptionist at a really well-known hotel in Cardiff, and a lady came up to the desk and she was frantic. She was actually going through IVF treatment and she'd forgotten the medication. So I think I probably spent all told about an hour and a half to 2 hours with her to try and get her sorted. And basically it was back and forth dealing with other customers in between, and the long and short of it is I had a visit a couple of months later and she brought her husband back down and she'd actually fallen pregnant and it was her final attempt. So it's something that has stayed with me forever, and just having her and her husband just thanking me from the bottom of their heart is just something that I know I'll carry with me for a long, long time, if not forever. So I think just seeing genuine happiness and knowing I've made a difference, I think that's the biggest thing for me.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a lovely story. Thank you for sharing it. So often when I ask people that question, we come round to the conclusion that as recruiters, we change lives. But I guess what you're saying, this is a double whammy. You know, you change lives as a recruiter and you also change lives in hospitality. Like,
absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think in hospitality, your heart is either in it or it's not. And I'm very much a glass half full person. And everything I do, I I just try and do it to the best of my abilities, and I try and do it with a smile. And I think if you're false, I think people can see straight through it. And thankfully, I've never had my integrity brought into question, which is something I really do pride myself on.
Yeah, I mean, you've been a quite active member of the Authentic Recruiter community, you know, quite active in the Facebook group, aren't you? And I think you're a really good example of the values that, well, certainly that I want to bring to the community. What are your core values and how do they show up in your company?
Okay, so mine are really quite simple. It's the first four letters of my name. So conscientious, accountable, trustworthy, and honest.
Beautiful.
I think if you cut me in half, there's hospitality running through me. And I think to do what I do and do it with a genuine love, I think if I didn't have those four values to live by, I don't think I could get up every day and, you know, go into a head on it and do it with a smile on my face, if I'm completely honest. So yeah, I'm just really mindful of how I treat people. And yeah, I mean, it's just something that I've always really thought, you know,
That is a marketer's dream, really, isn't it? Using your name like that. I love that. That's brilliant. I mean, let's be really real and honest here. The hospitality industry has taken a bit of a beating over the past few months. And in one of the conversations that we've had in our strategy session, we talked about how you could add value to the industry and make sure that you're helping people that are maybe lost their jobs or want to level up their skills or whatever it is. And we came around to the idea of you've created a Facebook group, haven't you? Similar to what I'm doing with the Authentic Recruiter community.
Yes.
So that's one of the things that we said we'd talk about in this episode of the podcast, is why you did that. And then I think you've got some questions for me, haven't you, about what you could do next with that group to continue growing it and adding value?
Yes. Yeah.
So do you want to start off by telling us about the group that you've created and why you've done it and why you think it's a great idea for recruiters to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so it's something that really came into fruition based on conversations I was having with some of my candidates. So I've been really, really fortunate in that I've been having conversations with some completely outstanding people. People I've crossed paths with throughout my career, and in the same respect, people I've never met. And they were all kind of saying the same thing to me, really, that they found that with regards to support networks, they just didn't feel like either they were getting feedback or that they didn't really have any way to turn, essentially. So it got me thinking, what if I was to set up a little bit of a community, bring people together to try and lift people up? Because, you know, mindset is just so, so, so important at the moment. And I mean, on a personal level, it's something I can completely understand for somebody close to me who's going through redundancy at the moment. And, you know, seeing how they are dealing with it and their mindset. And I thought, you know, actually, it really is down to mindset. So how can you level up? How can you take a negative and turn it into a positive? So, you know, the idea of the Facebook group was born. And I just thought, you know, nothing ventured, nothing gained. And if it helps at least one person, job done.
Love it. Absolutely love it. I mean, it's such an important idea because we are all on the same sea, sailing through the same storm, aren't we?
Absolutely.
But we're all in different boats. Everyone's got a slightly different situation, dealing with different challenges. You know, some people are totally on their own. Some of them are trying to work with seven kids running about. We're all going through different challenges. So I suppose if we labour that metaphor a little bit, let's equip our boats so that they are fully robust and watertight and able to sail through the storm and come out to the lovely plain sailing and blue skies and calm seas beyond. I'm not nautical at all. I've no idea why I went with that metaphor. Hey, it's Claire here, just jumping on to check whether you have taken my recruitment impact and income scorecard. It's a short quiz, just 30 questions, and at the end, you will get your score and your personalized report. So if you're looking to grow a profitable and purpose-led company, what are you waiting for? Take the scorecard totally free of charge. There is a link in the show notes. Let's get back to the episode. So your Facebook group, it's in existence already, isn't it? It's going and you've got members in there.
It is.
Okay.
Yes.
So yes. I'm a little bit ahead of you in terms of growing the Facebook group. Yes. How can I help you really maximize that idea, which is brilliant, by the way?
Thank you. So I think the thing for me is just ensuring that it's got traction. I want to bring people to me, not just a case of me going to them. So I think it would be intriguing to know what you did and at what point in time, you know, what's an ideal number of people? Or is it an ever-growing community? That kind of thing, really.
Okay, so a few questions in there, so I'll try and remember them and think where to start. So ideal number, it's not about the numbers, it's about how engaged they are.
Yes.
Okay. So step one for me was working out who am I here to serve, who do I want to add value to, who needs to hear this message and how can I help. And for me, that is authentic values-led recruiters who want to have massive impact. So yeah. That's who I invited, and it's invites to my community. So I got really, really clear on who I wanted to be in the gang more than anything else. So and it's how to and make, once you get that quality of person who shares the same values, and everyone comes from different backgrounds and has different circumstances, but it's yeah. getting the shared values that were important to me. So collaboration, integrity, authenticity, yeah. wanting to have massive impact, positivity, all that good stuff. That's the kind of the ethos of the community yeah. I was creating. What was okay. the next question? Sorry, I forgot.
So I just wanted to see how I can sort of bring people together, really. I think that's the crux of it all.
Yeah.
You know, just making sure that I am adding value and just making sure I can lift people up.
Yeah, absolutely. So I invite people directly. So if I'm connecting with someone on LinkedIn, I'll say, hey, I really, really like what you're producing. I like the way that you write things. I like your profile. Why don't you come and join the community? That's quite laborious and time intensive. So another thing that I've done is create things like, well, this podcast, I have an advert for the community on the end of the podcast, so that reaches more people. And also I have created several lead magnets, which is basically a freebie that yeah. will attract the kind of person that you want to attract. And I place those on my LinkedIn profile, on my Facebook profile, on my Instagram profile. And okay. if somebody gets that, you know, it's got to add real value. So for you, it might be something like 10 ways to make an amazing catering CV, or 5 ways to get rid of imposter syndrome in hospitality, you know, that kind of thing. Things that your community okay. need to know about at yeah. the moment, yeah. things that you can speak confidently about. And that person that wants that, there's then an invitation to come and join the community for more like this. Speaking in groups, I've got quite a few opportunities to speak in different people's groups, and the message is always, if you like this, if you'd like support and inspiration yeah. from like-minded people, come and join the tribe. I'm a big believer in that whole idea of your vibe attracts your tribe, and it's not about being salesy and inauthentic. It's yeah. about just saying, this is who I am, this is what I do, this is what I can offer. If we're speaking the same language, let's learn from each other, let's support each other, and let's lift each other up. So I try and do that really, really genuinely. So I hope that answers that question, give you some ideas on that.
It does, yeah. I mean, I could talk to you all day about things like this, if I'm completely honest, but I mean, I mean, you covered the basics for me, which is really what I wanted to hear, is that I was kind of heading in the right direction. So thank you very much.
Yeah, I think you've got an absolutely cracking idea. And I really wanted to do this episode because I think it's a great idea for any recruiter out there who is thinking, okay, so I might not be overrun with my ideal client and vacancies at the moment, but how can I still be adding value to my sector? How can I be positioning myself as an expert? Yeah. How can I be building my brand so that when things do get busy again, you know, when people really start hiring in earnest. And there are always vacancies out there, by the way, for anyone listening.
Absolutely.
That I'm positioning myself and ready to capitalize on all that value I've been given while times were tough. So yeah. I guess the next step once you've got your community is by trying to add a little bit of value every day. Try and get that engagement, ask your community what they want. You've got those three questions at the start, haven't you, for the start of membership that A, make sure that only people who it's going to be worth their while joining are joining.
Yes.
And also give you absolute golden information about what your community wants to hear about.
Yeah.
So is it job skills? Is it cat memes? Is it a bit of social and fun and support and inspiration? What do they need to know about? And then you can tailor what you post about within the group to make sure that it's worth people logging on, checking your notifications, and, you know, really building a true community.
Absolutely, which is what I'm aiming for. So
Great. Do you have any other questions on that topic?
I think with regards to the Facebook group, I think you've covered the majority of them for me. I'll come back to you on that if I think of anything.
Yeah, I guess the only thing I'd say is that I tried to grow a group on LinkedIn and just gave up because it was rubbish.
Yeah, I don't think I'll even bother with the LinkedIn side of things.
Yeah, so I know people do have problems, as I do myself, using Facebook for, like, the lines kind of blurred, aren't they, between work and social on Facebook. But the functionality is really, really good. And some people won't use Facebook, and that's fine. But for those who do, it's definitely the best platform that I've come across for building a community. No affiliate links. I'm not being sponsored by Facebook. This is just the experience I've had.
I only reactivated this so that I could actually use it for work purposes and for growing this community. So, yeah, I understand.
Yeah. I mean, just to turn the question back on you, for somebody who, a recruiter who's listening, who's thinking, do you know what? I could do this. Nobody else is doing it in my niche and I could do this really, really well. Mm. I know you're in the early days, but what do you wish you'd known at the start that you now know?
I think it's just believing that you can, and you have to have that burning passion. Okay, so if I was dreading a Monday morning, there would be no way. So you have to really think, could I genuinely get up every single morning knowing what my day ahead is going to bring, and would it make me smile? And if the answer is no, then it's not right for you. Basically, so I think it's just finding your burning passion, just making sure that you know exactly what you want from what you're offering, and then it has to just be authentic, really, which is where you come in.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got time for one more question, which is, what is a book or a podcast that you couldn't live without? What can you recommend to us?
Very interesting. I think this is really well known. It's probably Phish. I don't know if you've ever heard of Phish, but it's quite well known in hospitality, and there's different lessons in the book. So, so for example, Make Their Day and Play. So for it's based on a true story in a fish market, and I think it's Seattle or somewhere along those lines. And it's all about how you can support each other, bringing together as a team, and what you can do on an individual level to progress, really. I think Phish is really, really poignant. And I mean, alongside these other great books out there as well, such as My Iceberg Is Melting and Who Moved My Cheese, and all of them are really quite great. But Phish in particular is my go-to.
I haven't heard of that one, so thank you.
You need to get hold of it. I've got a copy here. I'll ping it over to you.
Yeah. Oh, Kath, it's been lovely to speak to you.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with the group. And
thank you.
Send me over a link to it. And then if there's any hospitality people who are listening to this, we can put it in the show notes so they can come
Absolutely.
And join you.
Fabulous. Thank you ever so much. It was really great to speak to you.
You too. Bye.
Thank you, Claire. Bye.
That is it for today. Thank you so much for being here, and I hope you enjoyed the episode. Please don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if we're not already, let's connect on LinkedIn. See you next time.